Welcome to Bank of Ireland Direct. If you are calling in relation to topping up another bank's app, please be aware that this issue is linked to a change in their process. You can try to top up the account by selecting Apple Pay or Google Pay instead of selecting your card. If that doesn't work, you will need to contact their support channel for help. We're currently experiencing higher than usual call volumes, but your call is important to us. Please stay on the line, and one of our team members will be with you as soon as possible. We appreciate your patience. Calls may be recorded and shared with third-party companies who provide support services in order to monitor and improve our services and the technology we use, and for training, verification, and fraud prevention. Please press 1 for personal or 2 for business. Please press hash to hear the options again. Please listen carefully as our menu has changed. For self-service, to check your balance and transactions, pay bills, and transfer money or order a statement, press 1. For everything else, press 2. To return to the main menu, press star. To hear the options again, press hash. After the tone, without sharing any of your personal or account information, in 5 or 6 words, and in a clear voice, please let us know why you're calling. For example, I need to change my address.
I need a trace from the payments department.
To save time, please have your card or account details to hand. Your call is important to us, and you will be connected to one of our agents as soon as they are available. One moment, please. We are connecting your call. One moment, please. We are connecting your call. Moment. We are connecting your call.
Thanks a lot for taking this call. I'm sorry to make this call. I know this is not the fault of Bank of Ireland, but I am very frustrated, and it concerns a payment which I made via Banking 365 of Bank of Ireland on the 17th of December 2025. So I made an international payment through you on that date to Sweden. I made that payment to an organization which stipulated that on the message on the payment I have to put in a particular invoice code, but this invoice code has hyphens in it, and Banking 365 does not allow hyphens for international payments. Maybe SWIFT does not allow hyphens in any payments at all. Now this beneficiary repeatedly denies that it received this money, even though you clearly shown to me that it did receive this money. It has never explained why it denies that it has received this payment, and I am suing it in a Swedish court about this. But today this Swedish court has given me an appealable judgment stating that I claim that I have paid, but that it does not agree with me, even though I had given it a copy of a document from you. So I'm getting very frustrated, and can you help me to do a trace or to do something which will convince them that this payment had been made last year?
Well, you could do a proof of payment through the app, but did you request that yet already at all?
Well, I went to your local branch, and it advised me to ring Banking 365 and to ask for its payments department to do a trace. But so if that's something else, I don't know what to say.
I think the best option would be for a proof of payment, because they'll be able to see, you know, when you sent these, who you sent it to and stuff like that.
Well, please do whatever you can do.
Perfect. Are you able to log into the app for me and I'll show you how to order the proof of payment?
I could probably log into the Banking 365 website.
Yeah.
Hold on. comments, please. So I've just managed to log in to Banking 265.
Perfect. So if you click on where it says services along the bottom.
It says services near the top, actually.
Oh, sorry, you want the laptop?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, not the top of the laptop, sorry. If you go down to the bottom where it says send us a message.
And I see send us a message. So hold on. So let's see. It says, quote, before you continue, this option should not be used to report a lost stolen card call. Let's report fraud, suspicious activity, unauthorized transactions, lost stolen checks, or login credentials. Call us. Make a complaint. Complaints process continue. Unquote. So shall I click continue?
Yeah. And the account policy, this is like the account that went out.
Account policy. I selected this account.
Yeah, and then the subject is proof of payment.
Proof of payment.
And in the message, just type in the details. So the detail of the transaction, to say like when it went out, how much it's worth, stuff like that, and then that's really it.
Thanks. And so it's saying, quote, you'll get a response in your BOI inbox in 2 to 3 working days, unquote. So should I expect this actual proof by that time?
Yeah. So the proof of payment will come with that in that time.
And so as I said, I already sent to this court and to this beneficiary, to this defendant, documentation from Banking 365. So obviously it wasn't this type of document, but what I sent should really have already been convincing, and also this defendant should of course be able to look at its own bank statements to see that it has received this money. So I'm afraid there's still going to be a risk that it's going to deny that this has that it's going to pretend that this doesn't prove anything. So would you be able to send this on to this defendant or a Swedish court or an embassy of Sweden, or is there
unfortunately no. It wouldn't be something I'd be able to do. Like, I wouldn't be able to send it to them. Just because I don't have physical access to do that.
Right.
Now, a branch may be able to do differently. Obviously, I'm not 100% sure what way the branches work, but they might be able to do it for you.
As I said, a branch told me to ring you. So I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that it has to specifically be Connor or a branch. Maybe it might even be necessary to get Bank of Ireland to do this at all. But as I'm saying, it's now the 11th of June, and I made this payment in December, and these jerks are still being very perverse about what is very clearly true, and is that if I can get someone in Bank of Ireland to make the communication, then maybe it might be harder for them to fob me off more.
Okay. Yeah. have to come really probably from yourself. You'll have to wait till you get the proof of payment. That, like, the proof of payment's probably the best thing that you could get, because it's the proof that's went out with the account. And what else are they looking for, did you say, sorry?
So this judgment confirms that I say that I have paid in December. But it does not confess that I have proven that I pay. And so, I mean, it's really hard to understand how I can get them to concede that they are acting wrongly when I've proven that I've paid. They're denying that I've proven that I've paid. So I just don't know how to deal with this.
Yeah, like, it is, it's difficult. It's just, like, the proof of payment is the only really thing that you're going to be able to send them, because it's basically all you're going to need, because it's going to prove that you paid it, and it's proved that it's left your account.
So, I'm going to try it, and unfortunately I have to rush to this Swedish embassy, because it's going to close soon and it's not going to be open tomorrow. So is there anything else that occurs to you that you can say now?
No, not at the minute. Like, the proof of payment is the only thing that you're going to really have at the minute, unfortunately. But try that with them. Hopefully that will work for you.
I'm going to try. Thanks. Well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, bye.